Text 49.
Look here upon this picture and on this. The counterfeit presentment of two brothers. See what a grace was seated on this brow. Hyperion's curls, the front of Jove himself, an eye like Mars, to threaten and command, a station like the herald Mercury, new lighted on a heaven-kissing hill, a combination and a form indeed, where every god did seem to set his seal, to give the world assurance of a man. This was your husband. Look you now what follows. Here is your husband, like a mildewed ear, blasting his wholesome brother. Have you eyes? Could you on this fair mountain leave to feed and batten on this moor? Have you eyes? You cannot call it love, for at your age the heyday in the blood is tame. It's humble and waits upon the judgment. And what judgment would step from this to this?
O Hamlet, speak no more. Thou turn'st mine eyes into my very soul, and there I see such black and grained spots as will not leave their tinct.
Nay, but to live in the rank sweat of an inseamed bed, stewed in corruption, honeying and making love over the nasty sty.
Oh, speak to me no more. These words like daggers enter in mine ears. No more, sweet Hamlet.
A murderer and a villain. A slave that is not 20th part the tithe of your precedent lord. A vice of kings. A cut-purse of the empire and the rule that from a shelf the precious diadem stole and put it in his pocket.
No more.
A king of shreds and patches. Save me, and hover o'er me with your wings. You heavenly guards, what would your gracious figure?
Alas, he's mad.
Do you not come your tardy son to chide that, lapsed in time and passion, let's go by the important acting of your dread command? Oh, say.
Do not forget. This visitation is but to whet thy almost blunted purpose. But look, amazement on thy mother sits. Oh, step between her and her fighting soul. Conceit in weakest bodies, strongest works. Speak to her, Hamlet.
How is it with you, lady?
Alas, how is't with you, that you do bend your eye on vacancy, and with the incorporeal air do hold discourse? Forth at your eyes your spirits wildly peep, and as the sleeping soldiers in the alarm, your bedded hair, like life in excrement, starts up and stands on end. O gentle sun, upon the heat and flame of thy distemper, sprinkle cool patience. Whereon do you look?
On him, on him. Look you how pale he glares. His form and cause conjoined, preaching to stones, would make them capable. Do not look upon me, lest with this piteous action you convert my stern effects. Then what I have to do will want true colour, tears perchance for blood.
To whom do you speak this?
Do you see nothing there?
Nothing at all, yet all that is I see.
Nor did you nothing hear?
No. Nothing but ourselves.
Why, look you there. Look how it steals away. My father, in his habit, as he lived. Look where he goes, even now, out at the portal.
This is the very coinage of your brain. This bodiless creation ecstasy is very cunning in.